Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jackie Sanders, chief editor of RDH Magazine, and today I am joined by India Chance. Hello, India. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. How are you? I'm good. Excited to be here.
We've just been catching up on all kinds of things on this frigid cold day in Illinois.
Yes.
How's your weather?
We're good. I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Maryland. We definitely got a little bit of snow. So I feel like I'm part of the family, the northern family. But, you know, our stuff is already melting. So
yeah,
we're not going to deal with this long.
Yeah, well, it's like a wind chill of 32 below here today. So I'm hunkered down. So
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
But today, I just want to learn a little bit more about your company that you founded called Learn to Prevent. Tell me a little bit about where this brainchild came from and everything you're doing.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I'm a dental hygienist and I've been working in the field a very long time, since the 90s. And I always kind of knew that I wanted to do something, branch out on my own. I just never knew what it was. And I ended up getting a phone call one day from a friend, and she said, "India, I know you're trying to do some things that are non-clinical. I have an office that, you know, reached out to me and they need someone to help them build their dental hygiene department. Would you be open? You're really good at, you know, kind of developing systems and things like that." And I said, "Sure, I'll go check it out. I'll try it." It was my very first client, and I went and had a successful run there. And while I was there, one of the things that I have always thought was very important to clinical staff is continuing education. And that was kind of the theme that I had with helping them to develop their dental hygiene department, that they had to include continuing education for the dental hygienists. And so they were like, "Okay, great. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll have lunch and learns. We'll, you know, we'll pay for people to come in. That sounds great." And they needed annual OSHA training. And so the dentist gave me a number that she had from a local person who was doing it. And I reached out to that person who happened to be a dentist who was no longer seeing patients. We had a great conversation. And at the very end, she said, "Hey, what's your end game?" And sometimes there's words, that buzzwords that kind of like pique your interest. And I was like, "Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not sure." And she said, "Well, I'm about to retire. And we're going to need somebody in the area to do OSHA training." And so I said, "Okay, let me explore this a little bit." And I began to explore it and found out that it was definitely something that was right up my alley. I am all about checklists, rules, and regulations. And so this really, I just really connected with it a lot and went from there. I created a business. I founded Learn to Prevent back in 2017. And just have been going forward ever since. And it's become very successful. I'm very excited about the future. We have online learning platform. We have a lot of clients and we support dental practices across the country. And so it's just been really, really great.
Yeah, you are right. You have been everywhere. So to our listeners, if they're needing help with OSHA, if they need somebody in their office sharing those SOPs with them, how do they get in touch with you, India?
They can visit our website. It's www.learntoprevent.com. That's the number two. You know, visit our website. There's a place for you to book a discovery call. We will chat with you. We'll see what your needs are. We are all about customizing because every dental setting is different. And we want to make sure that everybody gets a lot of value out of what we offer. So, yep, our website.
Awesome. So I am a believer in timing. So you just confirmed it's putting yourself out there, being in the right place at the right time, talking to somebody that said, "What's your end game?" So your timing was perfect. And that is an excellent segue into timing that you and I had an actual opportunity to cross paths at Under One Roof this past year in Nashville. And
yes.
You were at a pause moment. I was at a pause moment to where we could actually talk and say, "Hi, what are you up to?" And you asked me about what Under One Roof was doing for educators. And it was the perfect timing to present that question to me because we had done some surveys and our attendees were saying, "What are you going to do for the educators?" So with your little nudge and with the people we know, you have collaborated with Gel Ed And you ladies are going to be hosting the first RDH educator program the day before Under One Roof starts, which is actually Wednesday, July 17th. So it's full-day courses from 8 to 5 with educators talking about calibration courses, methodology. So tell us about the courses you're actually going to be teaching.
My courses are going to focus on the clinic compliance, how to implement certain protocols that are required not only by CODA, but also state and federal regulations, which is in compliance with CODA. And the second area that I'm going to focus on is medical emergency preparedness, how to implement some methodology with students, as well as making sure that your clinic is prepared for, you know, a patient or student or medical emergency.
Yeah. And that's always been a very, very popular course that you provide, is that medical emergency course. I think, you know, as everybody's greatest fear is probably one of the first things that we forget about when we graduate because we're focusing on everything else. So thank you for bringing that front and center once again. It's something needed.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So for our listeners, once again, RDH Educator is going to be the Wednesday before Under One Roof starts. You can register online on the Under One Roof platform. And if you register for both Educator and Under One Roof, you do get a discount. It is going to be limited seating, so I highly recommend that you get signed up early. Our numbers are already exceeding last year's numbers, so get signed up so you can get your hotel room. So, India, can you share with our listeners some of the other individuals that will be teaching with you at RDH Educator?
Absolutely. We have Dr. Joy Boyd Holmes with Dr. Joy RDH and Gel Ed. We also have Dr. Emily Bogie is going to participate. So we've got a really powerhouse lineup that's coming for RDH Educator. I'm very, very excited to be collaborating with Gel Ed. I think it's going to be great to bring all of this information to really support the educators so that they can actually come out and not only go to our workshop, but also attend the bigger conference.
Yeah. Well, to our educators, this is something that you asked for. RDH was listening. India was perfect timing, put the bug back in my ear. And shortly thereafter, I ran into Dr. Emily and Dr. Joy, and we know how things work. Everything just started falling into place, so we knew it was perfect timing. So before we leave, India, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
I just want to say, make sure that you meet me in Colorado. I'm really looking forward to meeting all of the educators and the other dental hygienists that are going to be there that week. This is going to be a very exciting event this year. I'm really looking forward to it. And or join me online or on the website where I'm on social media, learntoprevent.com, and Learn to Prevent on social media.
And once again, it's Learn, the number two, prevent.com. So India, thank you for your time. I know you're a very, very busy lady this January, getting into a new year and our lists of things to do, but I really do appreciate your time. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this cold day wherever you are. Take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.